Good afternoon. Any low-level clouds are going to clear out this afternoon. We're going to see mostly sunny skies and dry conditions throughout the course of the day. The reason why is we have surface high that's centered over the state of Ohio. That's going to extend its influence eastward as we work our way through the course of today and into the weekend. So the balance of the day will feature July sunshine through some higher clouds as temperatures climb well into the 80s for most locations. For the night tonight, under a mostly clear sky, lows are generally going to drop into the 60s as dew points are expected to slowly climb. We may see some patchy fog develop because of that. Heat and humidity is also going to increase for the second half of the weekend thanks to that high pressure's westerly flow, allowing for more warm and hot and humid conditions to push into the region for Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, Hanna has officially become the first hurricane of the 2020 Atlantic hurricane season. It is going to be making landfall later today over the South Texas coast. We are going to be seeing some strong winds and heavy rain with amounts of 2 to 3 inches of rain an hour at its most intense. And this will accompany the storm along and near its path through the weekend into Monday morning. Localized heavy rain will lead to flash flooding in addition to possible minor to moderate river flooding with local amounts up to 18 inches expected. South Texas has a rare high risk of excessive rainfall from Hanna Saturday into Sunday morning. A slight risk of severe thunderstorms also exists in the vicinity of Hanna. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes ran from a high of 113 at Death Valley, California, to a low of 30 just to the southwest of Choteau, Montana. For those traveling across the northeast today, in New York City, mostly sunny with a high near 86. In Boston, mostly sunny with a high near 86. And in Buffalo, sunny with a high near 82. The Albany, New York climate normals for the day. Today, the average high is 83, while the average low is 62. The record high of 97 was set back in 1939 and tied in 1963, while the record low of 46 was set back in 1953. Today's sunrise was at 5:40 a.m. The sun is set to set at 8:23 p.m. It's a total of 14 hours and 41 minutes of daylight for the day today. It's a loss of a minute and 56 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts. For the northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, we are looking at mostly sunny skies for this afternoon as our highs reach towards the mid to upper 80s. For the night tonight, we stay mostly clear as our overnight lows drop down into the low 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at mostly sunny skies for this afternoon as our highs reach into the upper 80s and a couple spots potentially into the low 90s. For the night tonight, we have partly cloudy to mostly clear skies as our overnight lows drop down towards the 60s. We could see some patchy fog developing too in a couple of spots. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking mostly sunny this afternoon as our highs reach near the mid to upper 80s. And for the night tonight, we stay mostly clear as our overnight lows start to drop down into the 60s. We may see some patchy fog developing heading into the early morning hours. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking mostly sunny with our highs reaching near the mid to upper 80s. And for the night tonight, we will see some mostly clear skies as overnight lows drop down into the 60s, some patchy fog developing heading into the early morning hours. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are looking mostly sunny for this afternoon as our highs reach into the upper 80s. For the night tonight, we stay mostly clear as our overnight lows drop down into the 60s. Some patchy fog may develop as we head into the early morning hours. Region-wide for tomorrow, high pressure continues to give us mostly sunny conditions throughout the course of the day, but it will be hot and humid. Highs will be reaching into the low 90s in some parts of the region, and it could be windy as well, with wind gusts ranging around 25 miles per hour. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.